Blog Talk Radio.
Nobody ever told you. Nobody ever told you.
All right, you're listening to Show Talk with Angela Butler. I am Angela Butler. Today's interview is with the Reverend Lionel Gant. He is from the state of Georgia. Today's interview is going to be about police killing and shootings. I recently read an article from the American Civil Liberties Union, and it was written by an attorney by the name of, written on April 19, 2018, by Emma Anderson. She's a senior staff attorney, and she writes for them, and it's what we're talking about, criminal law reform, reforming police practices. In the article that was written April 19, 2018, for ACLU.org, American Civil Liberties Union.org, is talking about a lady who was shot 4 times by the police and had a mental illness. Her last name was Miss Hughes. The Supreme Court ruled in her case that the policeman couldn't be held liable for what he did to her. And so what we're saying, there's no police accountability for what they're doing. They're not being held accountable for what they're doing to people, shooting people, killing people. And this ruling by the Supreme Court makes it even harder to hold them legally accountable. Apparently, the lady was outside with a knife on taking wood off the street. And someone called in to report. Well, the person that was with her didn't call in the report because she said she was never in any danger. It's my understanding, according to the ACLU and senior staff attorney Emma Anderson. Apparently, basically what the Supreme Court ruled was that, and according to Emma Anderson, in 1982, they're talking about qualified immunity and what it meant in 1982. She's saying that qualified immunity prevents government agents from being held personally liable for constitutional violation unless the violation was a clearly established law. Well, that was in 1982. And clearly established meant that every reasonable person would have known that what the police officer or police would have did is completely wrong. But in 2010, it has been changed to say, clearly established means that every reasonable official would have understand what a police officer is doing violates the right official. Okay. The difference is what it means is the police would have to be, you would have to be plainly incompetent are those who willingly, knowingly violate the law. So the difference is that that's what it means. You have to be completely incompetent. On the website, according to the ACLU.org website, Supreme Court Justice Sotomayor and Ginsburg said that this last ruling, apparently was in April of 2018, and Supreme Court Justice Ginsburg said the dissent was last week's opinion, and they say, and their opinion is, it is an absolute shield for police officers to kill and shoot people. So basically this means, so if you're injured or shot by a police officer, that officer has qualified immunity to avoid paying damages in civil cases, which we know as black people that this has been going on since forever, okay? Well, we're not new to this, but what I'm saying is this new rule in April of 2018 makes it even harder to hold police accountable for what they are doing, such as Michael Brown, Ferguson, George Zimmerman here in Florida, who I met, Trayvon Martin. Those are one of the most famous cases, the most well-known cases. But there are many, many other cases that have not been reported. So today's interview is with, and today's guest, well, my guest host, is Reverend Lionel Gant. What do you think about this, Reverend Gant? Oh, I'd like to say one more thing. There's, according to the ACLU, there's no such thing as a doctrine of qualified immunity. and it has no legal basis. Basically, they're saying that not Judge Sotomayor are guilty because they were for Ms. Hughes at the Supreme Court. So basically, they're saying she's saying there's no legal basis. Ms. Emma innocent, so there's no legal basis. There's no such thing as a doctor of qualified immunity. They made it up, the Supreme Court did. So it basically is much, much harder to now to prove and hold police accountable in this country. And it means also we'll have even less humane police. We as black people have known this for a very long time. Okay, so that's what it means. Now it's even harder to hold the police accountable and help them be humane. Basically, they're holding them to the lowest standards possible. The lowest standards of humanity possible. Okay, go on, Reverend Gann. Talk, sir.
Okay, good morning. How are you doing?
Good morning. Good morning.
You're coming, you're fading in and out as I was listening to you, but basically what most people don't know about the police is that the police, they are citizen police, meaning that they are public servants. And they have their own, like we have our Bill of Rights, you know, that we live by every day as civilians. The police also have a police Bill of Rights that gives them immunity, that gives them certain guidelines to go by when you know, police shootings are involved and things of this sort. Because they are commissioned to fight against crime and to fight against organized crime and to fight against crime in our society. So they have their own Bill of Rights. And I encourage people to look up police Bill of Rights so that they can see exactly what power has been given to law enforcement in order to do the job that they have to do every day. Now, you know, I have to thank God for us having police. When I'm talking about police, I'm talking about the good police officers, the police officers that are out there doing their job, keeping the peace and keeping, you know, and fighting against crime and organized crime, because we have to imagine what the world would be like if we didn't have any police. It would be like the Wild Wild West. People would be taking justice in their own hands, and people would be, you know, riding out in posses, doing hanging crews, and doing all the stuff what we've seen happening in the Wild West. And we know a
also
lot of innocent people.
Also, doing interrogation.
Yeah,
black interrogation,
nope.
And slavery.
No fair day in trial. No court dates. No fair trials. No nothing like that. Like Emmett Till. You know, Emmett Till. He didn't get any justice. He didn't get a chance to.
Well, a lot of people
are
getting that in today's time, 2018. It's still Emmett Till days for the black people who are dead right now, who've been killed in the last 10, 20 years. It's still Emmett Till time.
And we see the police coming out now. They're being the judge, the jury, and the executioner. They're not giving anybody any due process. They're because they have the liberty. And another thing that we have to look at the laws that have been changed based on the drug war policies. And the drug war policies make it clear that if you live in a high crime, a high drug area, that the police are authorized to use deadly force. And that's all of our neighborhoods. That's all of our neighborhoods as black American, poor whites, poor Latinos, and poor immigrants,
mentally ill people, LGBT,
that's right,
black people, and, yeah, and, yes, yes, I and, said it, LGBTQ. church don't hate.
And so when they come into our neighborhoods, you know, they're already, because people are ignorant of the law, that doesn't excuse them from the law, you know. And so under the drug war, if they come into a high crime, high drug area, which is most of all of our areas where we live, you know, they're authorized to use deadly force. And now with the new law that's just been passed, as you mentioned, now, you know, the police have almost exclusive right. You know, anybody that they claim that's resisting them or not going along with them, they have the, you know, they have exclusive power. They're going to be charged with a felony. They're going to be charged with a felony. And not only that, in most cases, black people are going to be killed.
Basically, it's a police state. Black people are going
That's
to be
right.
killed. Yes. And if you kill
yes.
the police, you're going to get death row. So
uh-huh.
They're going to hunt you down until they murder you. And see,
mm-hmm.
if I murder somebody, I'm on death row here in Florida, anywhere in the United States of America. Police can murder 10 people and get away with it. That's
yeah.
not, that should not be legal to kill that many people. I don't care what the movies are showing in the theaters, or on Android, on Roku, or on cable, on the internet. Those
mm-hmm.
are films. You know,
well,
we've got to learn
well,
the difference between films and reality. The police do. And I said, them. Because there have been already this year 277 people, according to the American with Civil Liberties Union, that had police have shot and killed the police in 2018. But not only are they killing people, they're injuring people, they're not being held civil, they're not being held liable, they're not being made
mm-hmm.
accountable.
Okay, you faded out. I can't hear you.
I said that and this year, 277 people have been shot and killed by the police in 2018, shot and killed. So basically, they're not being held accountable for what they're doing civilly. And as we've seen on the most famous cases and the most publicized cases here in the United States, which is not United, but what we've seen in America is that you just kill black people. And so this ruling against Ms. Hughes that the policeman has qualified immunity, there's no such thing as that, sir, even though they have a Bill of Rights. I don't really believe there's any such thing as that.
No. No, and basically, like you said, basically it's like you said, it's open season on black people. You might as well say that. It's just because have you noticed that in the case of the
yes, sir.
Huh? In the
Go
case
ahead.
Of the white of the
Go
white
ahead.
Of in the case of the white in the case of white people, right? Like the white boy that walked inside of a church building, and he shot 9 people, killed 9 people, and he was arrested without incident. He wasn't shot down, and not only that, they took him to get fast food on his way to the jail. Okay, now I hear that they're going to give him the life. They're going to give him the death penalty, but he wasn't killed. Here we find black people, you know, that's going in their pocket to get their cell phone, and they're shot down in their own yard. We see black people that are being that were being choked to death for selling cigarettes. We're seeing our people are being killed every day by police officers, and they are justifying these killings, hiding behind these police Bill of Rights, hiding behind these laws that have been acted. The thing that made me mad about this bill that was passed is the amount of black people, amount of black politicians, the concerned, the black caucus and all of them that voted for this bill, and they know that this bill is going to adversely affect black America. What do you think about that?
That's horrible that the politicians voted for this, because you're not seeing the broad picture. They obviously don't care, or they're not seeing the broad picture. I understand NRA and all this, but when you have a police America who have special rights to murder people with badges is murder. That's murder. That's injury. And they're not being held accountable, as most black people already know it, including me. This makes it even harder to hold them legally accountable. They should be held criminally and civilly liable. And this makes it harder to sue them and garnish their wages and things like that. And that's not right. When they mess up like that and murder somebody, they should be held accountable.
They need to be held accountable. Right.
George Zimmerman should have been held accountable, even though he was just a neighborhood watcher. He should have been held accountable.
What we did to combat this in the Metro Atlanta area, we started, just like we set up the neighborhood watch, we also set up neighborhood police watch. And we did this inside of one of the projects that were having a lot of problems with police that were coming into the project. They were taking the boys' drugs, they were taking the boys' money. The police were forcing females to perform sexual acts on them. The police was coming in, and they were like gangsters. And what we did, we started videoing the police actions. We started doing police watches. Whenever the police came into the neighborhood, we informed everybody to watch the police, to come out and to be visible. You know, if they're harassing anybody, we started videoing it. We started holding the police accountable for their actions in our neighborhoods, and it was 100% successful. It was 100% successful because
by having the cameras. Some people have installed cameras on their properties, and of course, there's going to be a big uproar over that. But when policemen are coming on your property and injuring you when doing illegal searches, like they did in Maryland and here in Washington County, Florida, this is just ridiculous. I mean, they have a reason to come on somebody's property, a good reason, and saying it's a high drug area is not a good enough reason. But
That gives them immunity. See, they're using these.
They don't have immunity. There's no such thing as immunity.
But that's what they're saying. That's what they're saying.
It's not a law according to the American Civil Liberties Union. And
because of people's ignorance of the law, that's what I was saying earlier. It doesn't excuse them from it. And the police will stop people because they say, well, you know, this is a high crime, high drug area. That's why we're stopping you, because we suspect that there may be some drugs in this car, something like that. And then they ask permission to search the car. And every time they stop our children, every time they stop a black American, you run the risk of being shot to death.
That's why I was watching CNN on YouTube. I was watching a repeat show of Mr. Don Lemon on YouTube. And this is from this year. And the panel that he had was talking about a young lady, I believe, who was at Yale University, a young black lady, who a white lady called the police on for sleeping. Being asleep, and the things she had on was a computer, books, things like that, and she's a student there, and she lived there. So she called the police not on her, but on another person. So basically, it's sitting in your own home, in your own skin. If you're black, you're not safe. Just because somebody feels like and believes that you shouldn't be there. You get what I'm saying, Reverend? Because someone believes, a white person believes that you shouldn't be here, that you're out of place, that you shouldn't be here.
Mm-hmm.
They can call the police on, you know, all these police callings and things where people are calling the police on these black men and women. I'm going to get them killed. Just like at the Waffle House, I forgot where it was a few months ago, they killed all those people. At the Waffle House, if I'm not mistaken, all of them were black.
That's right.
Because, you know, so it's just ridiculous. But I believe in videoing. I like the smartphone. Videoing a neighborhood police watch is great. It's not just a neighborhood watch against each other. We're now allowed to video record them in our own neighborhood if we see them harassing people, see them illegally killing people. You know, and doing chokeholds, doing illegal chokeholds to men in tuxedos, like on Mr. Don Lemon. You know, and it happens every day here in America. It happens every day. We, like they said on Don Lemon, we see it every day because we're black. We go through it ourselves just for being black. And where's black on black killing? You all need to quit because we're only 12% in this America. So you all just need to quit because we're almost extinct in this country, but we're like 70%, 70 or more percent of the world. By Africa has almost, what, 2-3 billion people over in America. The police state, as I call it, the police nation. You know, basically you have to have, with the new ruling by the Supreme Court against misuse, we as black people, basically you need to have a bodyguard, a bulletproof vest. It's my opinion, seriously. I'm laughing, but I'm serious.
Well, America has more inmates in jail than any other country in the world.
Yes,
because
of the world population, America does, but they have what, 65-75% of the world prison population.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. And not only that, but when it comes to police killings, we lead the world in police killing. I mean, in other countries, I've been in other countries, okay, where they basically have a zero crime rate. Nobody gets killed. The police come and they arrest the people, but nobody's getting killed. In Britain, in England, they're not even allowed to they don't even carry guns, you know, and they don't have the amount of police killings that we have, but they keep saying that we're 12-13% of the population. I don't believe that. I believe that we are more like 30-40% of the population. But they want to try to keep us in a minority mindset when really we are beginning to be the majority. And because we're becoming the majority in America, they are literally killing us off. They are literally killing us off.
So you believe we're becoming the majority here in America?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, and so they're deliberately keeping the percentages down. They're basically lying about, you believe they're basically lying in sentences about the number of black Americans here in the United States of America, in America, because it's not United to me, you know. But if you're going to live here, you got to figure a system out, like Reverend Gannon, him here to be there in Georgia, right? Videoing. Yeah. Police, the police. Somebody's got to police the police. You see them harassing.
That's right.
People, you know,
we have to. That is our right. That is our right as citizens to police the police. Because they are supposed to be public servants. They're supposed to be citizen police. They're supposed to be working on our behalf. Instead, now it's a war, us against them. And that was never the intention of the police department. That was never the intention for them to be out there as gangsters, riding down the streets, harassing people, giving out tickets, stopping people, killing people. That was never their intention. Having sex with people, forcing them into sexual relationships, all of that stuff, that is wrong. And this is what we are going to stand against.
It's immoral. It's a sin.
Yes.
Doing great there,
it's
doing something live.
Power.
Southern Christian Leadership Conference, Stop the Poverty, Stop the Violence and Incarceration. nonprofit you have there is doing great. Doing great. How's your radio show going, sir?
Well, we're going to, I'm glad you mentioned that. We're going to have our SCLC Stop the Violence Love Fest. It's going to be June the 30th, and we're going to host it in the Mall West End in Atlanta. We have a big turnout. We have people coming from all over the country, from everywhere. It is just phenomenal. The movement of our people. I see Black America, White America, and Latino America. They're all coming together with Asian America. Everybody's coming together as one, because I think the American people are sick and tired of seeing what they're seeing. This is not the America that they fought for. This is not the America that they voted for. This is not the America that they worked hard all of their life for. And with the Donald Trump administration, we're seeing some very negative changes. And I think the people are coming out to say, you know, enough is enough.
Yes, sir. And they have an impeachment. Okay. So it doesn't look like they're going to. But he really is excited, you know, by doing this. Mr. Kaepernick, by the son of a bitch, which is illegal for It's illegal for a high official, a low official, such as President Trump, president of this America, to fire Kaepernick, the NFL football. It's illegal for him to fire him. It's not really a public entity, the NFL, my understanding, if I'm incorrect, somebody let me know on Facebook.
But I know we are running short on time, but according to the Constitution, we have the right. We have the right to peacefully protest. We have the right to show our disagreement, especially when we're talking about the unwanted murder of American citizens by police officer.
Yeah, they call it legal homicide. Police are not being held accountable. They're just killing people. Just going out, basically, mm-hmm. They're being gangsters and killing people. They're being their own law. They're being judge and jury and police are. And for those of you who are police officers doing a great job, then I don't mean you. If you
yes,
are those who are doing your job, if you're doing upholding the law, if you're wearing your badge, and you're not afraid of Latinos mentally ill people, which of course I don't believe all these people who are doing the killings are mentally ill. The lady Miss Hughes, the American Civil Liberties Union.org was talking about, and police was not held liable. It's just another case which are making it a little harder to hold them legally liable in the courtroom, state to sue them or garnish their wages or to hold them accountable. Police need to be held accountable when they do bad. Okay? Just like everybody else. They need to be held accountable. Not those of you who are doing your job and doing what you're supposed to do. That a police officer, I do not mean you. I'm talking about those straight out murdering. You just don't need the badge. If your whole intent is guilty. You know, so criminal justice reform is a must. And you have the legal right. And they're doing great there in Georgia, Reverend Lionel Gant. You guys are doing great. Southern Christian, you guys are doing great there. 100% decrease. No kidding. 100% success rate. 100%. Policing the police. You see them beating the hell out of somebody, mm-hmm. following somebody, killing people, rushing people up, harassing. You see the police harassing people, beat people up, killing people, video them. You have that right. You're afraid to video them? Hide. Video them. I mean, because they've got to have some accountability here. The police need to be held accountability for their wrong and the illegal things that they're doing. The police need to be police. I'm sorry if it affects those who are doing their job, but the police who are doing their job. But they have to be held accountable, both criminally and civilly. And the lady who was outside with a knife cutting wood off a tree, I'm sorry you lost your case in the Supreme Court. here in America. But they need to be held accountable. All right.
And as